This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I'm serious when I say that, because that's really the truth of the matter as to what's going on in this country today. By the way, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We have much to cover. We'll give you our overview during the second segment. In the meantime, we have an article written by senior editor, Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown. Does anyone smell a rat in these allegations against Roy Moore? It's very interesting, America, and it's right on cue that the establishment that you declare that you're so sick and tired of, America, are the ones that are attacking the likes of Roy Moore for Senate. I mean, just think about this. The very ones accusing and attacking Roy Moore are them that have been busted time and time again in lies and scandals. Just think about this. You have the frog calling the prince ugly here, friends. You have the devil telling on the Holy One of Israel, the truth, the light of men. But I want you to think about what's going on in your country. If you've not taken the time to see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, you need to see it. Senators back then didn't like that movie because though it was fictitious in character, it was very accurate as to what was going on in government even back then. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, if you have not taken the time to see that movie, do watch the movie. It's very accurate, friends. But what you have today going on in your country are the very ones accusing and attacking Judge Roy Moore are them that have been busted time and time again in lies and in scandals. And it never ceases to amaze me, America, of the absolute criminal conduct of the state-controlled media that has been busted in fabricating and defaming and bringing forth malicious intent and demonizing people with false information, all the while knowing that's false information, and destroying lives without consequence because the American people have been dummied down to believe that freedom of speech is so encompassed that you can go ahead and do and say whatever you want to do without consequence. That is untrue. The law, folks, was given to do that which is right. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They don't have a right, lawfully, to lie, to defame, to falsify, to bring forth or to act out in a malicious way and in a malicious intent to destroy men's lives. Folks, what's happening concerning Roy Moore right now is the establishment is telling on themselves over and over and over again that we can't have this guy a part of the program because he'll expose all of us. I know Roy Moore. I did an event with Roy Moore. And I'm telling you, if your enemies could have picked one person that would have been the wrong one for them to attack, this is the guy across the country. He's one of five, America. And you will see as he bears his cross, the power of God unto salvation, just like you did the first time when President George W. Bush and Karl Rove personally attacked Roy Moore in Alabama in an attempt to get him to recant God's moral law. Listen, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you don't bow to Nebuchadnezzar, you don't burn. You don't bow, the fourth man shows up in the fire. And the only ones that are hurt are those that are attempting to promulgate and perpetuate not only the lies, but the crimes against the innocent. He will, and you will, see the witness of God in this man's life. Mark my words. Because tyrants have learned nothing from history. They want to keep daring the justice of God, and they keep getting it. And for some reason or another, they feel that they're impervious to God's judgment. Well, watch this one, America. Mark my words, watch this one. And I'm going to do my best to cover over the next four segments the very things that I just highlighted. I want you to listen to me carefully. The very ones accusing and attacking Roy Moore, America, are them that have been busted time and time again in lie after lie, in scandal after scandal. They are scared to death that Judge Roy Moore will make it inside. Because then and only then do they realize it's going to be all over for them. And that's exactly why we not only need to pray for this man, but we need to back this man. And again, I'm telling you out of firsthand experience, he is not the right guy to be messing with if you want to destroy your life. And I'm not talking about, they're mocking him now about his spiritual warfare that he made a claim. Washington Post is on the attack. Watch these individuals that are attacking them. Because the Bible promises, friends, and I've seen it over and over again, they that spread a net for Roy's feet, you can rest assured that they will fall into it, the net themselves. Those that dig the hole, you can rest assured they at the end of the day will fall into the very holes that they have dug. And for a better way of saying it, so you can understand in a parable, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And I also want to remind you that scripture tells us to touch not mine anointed. Because when you touch his anointed, it better that you were not even born. Just ask Judas. See, the wicked are those, America, that these people know what they do. That's what you need to understand. It's not like they're doing this with their eyes closed. No, they're going in headlong. They know what they're doing. And I want to tell you something, America. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the while knows what they're doing as well. So let's not forget, and let's not capitulate, and let's not give ourselves over to taking counsel from our fears. No, let's take our counsel from the fear of the Lord, where there is strong confidence that we might walk in boldness to those that are righteous in Christ Jesus. Because, folks, more than anything, you are going to see a display of the power of God one way or another concerning what's going on with Judge Roy Moore right now. Ben Franklin rightly said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. So stay tuned, friends, because we got one for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. On the other side, friends, I'm going to go highlight some of those scandals and lies concerning those that are attacking Judge Moore even today. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth under the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, again, work one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and our Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And for all the time that we've been on the air, I think that there's a whole lot of people, and I believe that there's a whole lot of people in this country that are without excuse before God. Friend or foe, it matters not. Because we have been giving you the uncompromised Word of God, the uncompromised Word of what our forefathers established by the Spirit of God concerning our Constitution. For all of you skeptics out there, go ahead and read the end of the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence, what President Woodrow Wilson rightly called a spiritual document. Love him or hate him, it matters not. The devil quoted scriptures too, and also keep in mind, the devil worshiped the Lord, so he likes to pervert things. But the point is, the Word stands and it endures forever. The Word of the Lord endures forever, period. And that's what's so awesome about it. We win the day, friends, regardless. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Hello. Now, folks, what we've been talking about are the allegations against Roy Moore and who these allegations are coming from, which is absolutely amazing to me. And here we go with the media again, doing what they can attempt to do by protecting the establishment. And that's exactly what they're paid to do, friends. And we've seen the fruit of the ministry. 94% of the American people don't believe, the media. 94% of the American people don't believe what the media has to say, and there's a reason for that. But now what we need to do is take a step back and understand who's doing the accusing concerning and attacking concerning Roy Moore today. These people have been busted time and time again in lie after lie and in scandal after scandal. So let's rewind just a little bit, and we'll start out with the allegations. The allegations coming out against Alabama's candidate for U.S. Senate, Roy Moore, are completely suspicious, and I don't think I'm the only one to notice. It seems that Bezos' CIA ties Washington Post, which it's all controlled, bought, and paid for, has decided to run a hit piece on Roy Moore in which allegations by a woman who was then 14 years old claims that Moore touched her sexually and that three other teen girls at the same time, he was in his early 30s, dated him, and they hugged and kissed. And that's to the extent of the allegation. Isn't it interesting how when the state-controlled media, and I was just talking about this a couple weeks ago, how when it's someone that they want to demonize, when they want to sic a jihad on their opponents, their enemies, the accusation seems to come across as guilty until proven innocent. But when it's one of their own establishment individuals that they're attempting to protect from me and you, America, it's just innocent until proven guilty. These are only allegations. And we better be careful as to how we say that. I mean, is anybody talking about Menendez? Is anybody talking about this senator, Bob Menendez? I'm sorry. This pedophile? How come no one's talking about this pedophile, friends? How come everybody's talking about Roy Moore and these allegations? Menendez has been in court. The accusations and allegations have proved true. Do you know that senators have come forth in telling each other, which has come to the light, because we know that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known? The Lord said, whatever you say in darkness will come to the light. Do you know that there are senators in the United States Senate, America, that said, regardless if he's guilty or not, we still want him to stay? Do you realize these are all protecting themselves against me and you as they are attempting on a daily basis to destroy who we are? As they sell you and me out, America, as they kiss you, as they betray you, just as Judas did to the Lord. This is what they're doing. And by the way, you can tie that into the fact that, keep in mind, it was better that Judas was not born. I say the same things to these corrupt that work against God's moral law. And at the end of the day, they need to understand that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. So I say, not out of school, but in school, bring it on. Because you're going to see the hand of God in this situation at the very end of the day. Now, I want to go back to this because Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media senior editor, said, the first thing that makes these accusations almost unbelievable is that Moore has been in Alabama politics as a judge for years. He's not been in some closet somewhere. Now, all of a sudden, where are these allegations of these things that allegedly took place four decades ago just now coming out? I want to tell you why. Because they know that Roy Moore is the real deal. And by the way, I'm not putting my approbation on the flesh. I'm putting my approbation and approval upon the spiritual man that God has created in Roy Moore, just for the record. You know, it's interesting, the reporter at the Post seems to have been busted in fraud herself. What are you talking about? Stephanie McCrummon appears to have engaged in writing a fake check. Got News report says, according to left-leaning New York magazine, McCrummon has an extensive criminal record, committing four infractions in three different states. This is the one that is being used to report on the behalf of those that have been busted in scandal after scandal and lie after lie. Of course, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. The original 2011 reported details how McCrummon's criminal career began with her writing a fake check in North Carolina. Ms. McCrummon's criminal history began with North Carolina case 1992 CR 00654, write it down, a violation of Article 19, false pretenses and cheats section of the North Carolina Criminal Code. This is the reporter, America. Ms. McCrummon, I'm sorry, I didn't see the R there, forgive me, Ms. McCrummon was convicted of a crime punishable by up to 6 months of imprisonment for writing a hot check that was deemed worthless. You might want to read Deuteronomy 22 when you get a moment, friends. You're to restore fourfold when you steal, just for the record. Now, folks, is it possible a journalist with a history of writing fake checks could also write fake news? Well, weigh that out in the balance, friends. Of course it is. Ms. McCrummon would participate in writing fake news. The question is, did she do so? The thing that is most telling about the hit piece from the CIA-tied Washington Post is that out of the four women interviewed, the 14-year-old story seems to be completely inconsistent with the other women's story of Roy Moore. And I don't think there was a problem with the age gap, considering that in Alabama, the other three women would have been considered to be able, well, to be of consent. But the juiciest details the Post could come up with is that they hugged and kissed. Really? Really? Hey, folks, before I got saved, I was the worst of men. I was the worst of sinners, which God glories in the redemption of Christ, and it's called grace, and he empowers me to overcome. See, it's not about how bad I am or was, it's how good Christ is and continues to be. See, and the fact of the matter is, I could go back in my rock and roll days, and I could make more accusations against girls than I could with men in the rock and roll scene. But that's 25, that's 30 years ago. And to go back four decades on Judge Roy Moore tells you, and it exhibits how desperate they really are. And see, what they're doing is they're getting your eyes, America, off of their guilt onto something that they created. Remember what Joseph Goebbels said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. There is no other side in this country, friends. Either you're a law abider or you're not. So if that's the two sides you're talking about, then fine, so be it. So going forward, according to one report, he has made a plethora of false accusations of sexual impropriety against Christian leaders, one of those that are attempting to accuse Judge Roy Moore. One said, I'm from Ottawa County, Alabama, and Lake Corfum seems to have dated my brother in 1976, making her older than 17 at the time, not 14. In 1979, Roy Moore is being smeared, or there is two Lake Horfmans. Someone is lying. Investigate Gadsden High annual, please, and you will find the answers. Folks, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to bring a little news that you may not have heard concerning what's going on with Roy Moore right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Wyatt, excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the very ones accusing and attacking Roy Moore are them that have been busted time and time again in lie after lie and scandal after scandal. Now we're going forward, fast forward to Leah Korfman, who is one of the accusers, okay, just for the record. And I want you to hear this. This is posted, is very much so a pattern for her. She has went to various churches within our denomination and accused at least three other pastors besides an uncle of ours making sexual advances at her. By the way, if you look behind who this individual is, you'll probably find that she's on antidepressants. And this is another reason for those. Never do anything when you're a leader of some sort. Never do it alone. That's why the Lord always sent them away in twos. Everything you do it in twos. So you always have a witness or have a camera with you. Because, folks, literally over the 360 public high schools I've done, I've had to film every single one of them because the danger was the way that the media would put a twist on the information given to the public. So what I did is I got to the point where I filmed everything. And that way I could hold the media accountable lawfully. And I've done it. And so going forward again, friends, talking about Leah Korfman here being exposed for making allegation after allegation, she must have a high opinion of herself or she has a low opinion of herself, one of the two. We also found out that she tried to sue a pastor in one of the sections within our denomination in the circuit. Judge would not even hear the case. This was around 2007. This particular incident took place. And it's also interesting to note another one that came forward. Gibson is a lawless lib who volunteers And it's interesting to note that we found that she was a part of the Democratic Party. So she sounds like she's a plant. And, of course, the individual that posted this information said, why the blank wasn't this disclosed in the Washington Post story? Because it doesn't work for the narrative, America. And I want to just slow my roll for a second. I got a lot of information to throw at you in the next two segments. The media always accuses you, if you're walking in the light, as he is in the light, they'll always accuse you of the things that you're not guilty of. And they've done it, and until you've had this happen to you, you can look at it lightly. But it's, I want to tell you something. It's painful, it's hurtful, and nobody's going to understand what you as a leader are going through except you and the Lord. But this is bearing our cross and denying ourselves. And the Lord said, if they're going to, if they reviled me, they're going to revile you. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. If they hated me, they're also going to hate you. So this comes with the territory, and Roy Moore knows this. But folks, for all the accusations, the lies, the perversion that the media has thrown out on my ministry, unless you understand what it's like to actually go through it, you know, it's rightly been said, he who brings the light must endure the flame. That's exactly right. But boy, oh boy, there is a day on the other side of this. Read John 16 when you get a moment. There's another day where you will see the righteous with the foot upon the necks of their enemies. Believe me. Read Psalm 18 when you get a moment. So I want to encourage you in the things of the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of God, because, folks, this man understands it. And, again, we're going to see it. But, folks, we're showing you those that are accusing Judge Roy Moore. There's no credibility. Judges won't even hear the cases. We see plants that are a part of this. And we also see senators that are basically telling him that he needs to step aside. But keep in mind, what I want you to understand is these are the very ones accusing and attacking Roy Moore, that they are the ones that have been busted time and time again in lie after lie, scandal after scandal. And that's what's important here. We've heard from the likes of Mitch McConnell. This guy is just an absolute clown. And again, America, the joke is on you. I just want you to know that. And I mean that in all sincerity. This guy is a criminal, and he's a clown. And as they sit back and do the things that they do and laugh, America, keep in mind, they're laughing at you. But Mitch McConnell said, I think that Judge Roy Moore should step aside. Really? He said, when asked by a reporter if he believed the allegations against Roy Moore, McConnell responded, I believe the woman, yes. Now, also keep in mind what I said about Mr. Menendez. He's been in court for weeks. And the accusations are him having sex with underage prostitutes. That's just the tip of the iceberg, and you know it as well as I do. We've heard from senators. And, of course, this is out now, and, of course, they didn't mean for it to get out, but we're not asking, again, the devil for permission to obey God here. But what's interesting is other senators said that even if Menendez is guilty of the crime, the committing the act of pedophilia or preying on young women in foreign countries, we still don't want him to leave. Just think about that, America. Does that not exhibit their guilt? Does it not show you as to why they're attacking Judge Roy Moore? It's just that important that you understand what's going on here. Because they did the same thing to me. And they were laying for me for years because I was on Salem for 13 years broadcasting against the crimes of the sodomite communities in Minnesota here. And folks, they set everything up from A to Z in an attempt to cause me to be shown out as a hater, a bigot, whatever they wanted to call. As a matter of fact, I gave a prayer at the Minnesota Capitol. Within 10 minutes, there was over 2,000 outlets that already reported on me mysteriously for everything that I didn't do. I even had a Catholic priest come up to me, to one of the guys in the crew, and say, you can't be dropping the J word here, Jesus. And it's like, listen, we're dropping the J word because you haven't, and therein lies the problem. Now they have Muslims, Keith Ellison and another individual, concerning your sworn enemies within government in the state of Minnesota. But I warned of this, friends, because the Word of God tells us exactly where we're going if we don't want to take heed to them. But going back to Mitch McConnell, when he was asked by a reporter if he believed the allegations, McConnell responded, "I believe the woman, yes." Isn't that interesting? Boy, that was a quick decision, wasn't it? That was a quick conclusion. Well, we've all known for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs. It's now being reported, not by the mainstream media, of course, this is some time ago, by the way, that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. The Nation reported the seizure of the narcotics shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from Kentucky, the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. But the Republican Senate minority leader has the closest of ties to the owner of the Ping Mei, the vessel containing the cocaine, the foremost maritime corporation, a firm owned and founded by McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family, through foremost has played a pivotal role in McConnell's life, bestowing the senator with the most of his personal wealth and generating thousands and thousands of dollars in donations to his campaign committee. The drug bust was unnoticed in Kentucky, where every bit of McConnell-related news has generated fodder for the campaign trail. That's because, like many international shipping companies, Chow's family or Chow's family's firm is shrouded from public view, concealing its identity and limiting its legal liability through an array of tax shelters and foreign registrations. Boy, that's amazing how that works, isn't it? What about Senator John McCain, Songbird McCain? He sold out our veterans in the Vietnam War, friends. Just like the politicians that you allowed to send your brothers and sisters and your uncles and aunts and your dads and moms to an unconstitutional war. But John McCain said of Roy Moore, "The allegations against Roy Moore are deeply disturbing and disqualifying," said Arizona Senator John McCain. He should immediately step aside and allow the people of Alabama to elect a candidate that they can be proud of. Anybody ever heard of the Keating Five? Speaking of John McCain, here again you have, friends, you have John McCain taking the accusations and basically, folks, what's crazy here to me is the fact that anybody would even pay attention to the things that McConnell says. But isn't it interesting how you have the CIA state-controlled media putting the mics up to those that have been busted time and time and lie and scandal after scandal? Isn't it interesting how they're told who to go ask? Let's get a quote from this guy. Let's get a quote from that guy. And what's even sicker than that is there's people in this country that might even believe what these people have to say. But again, keep in mind, only 94% of the American people believe what the media says until something's said again. And then you see that they hold the truth in unrighteousness. The Keating Five were five United States senators accused of corruption in 1989, igniting a major political scandal as a part of the larger savings and loans crisis of the late 1980s and early 1990s. Now, I want you to listen carefully to the names. Alan Cranston of California, Dennis DeConcini, Arizona, John Glenn, the guy that said he was in the moon. He was a part of this scandal, too. He's also the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. And you bought the fact that he went to the moon. Then the billions of dollars they have taken off the ignorance of the American people through the NSA. Isn't that crazy? And then we have John McCain and Donald W. Riegel Jr. They were all accused of improperly intervening in 1987 on the behalf of Charles H. Keating Jr., chairman of the Lincoln Savings and Loan Association, which was the target of a regulatory investigation by the Federal Home Loan Bank. Again, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment, trying to get as much information out to you as I possibly can without over-inundating you or overbearing you concerning the information that I'm giving you. The very ones accusing and attacking Roy Moore are them that have been busted time and time again in lie after lie and scandal after scandal. We were just talking about John McCain. I mean, really? I mean, does it get any lower than a snake's belly, friends? Because that's exactly what I'm highlighting right now. The Keating Five. There were 5 U.S. senators accused of corruption in 1989. I want you to hear the conclusion of all of their guilt, okay? This is what the American people settled for back in 1989, okay? Senator John Glenn and Senator John McClain, McCain, were cleared of having acted improperly, but were criticized for having exercised poor judgment. Can you imagine that? Craziness. Mitt Romney's another one. He said, innocent until proven guilty is for criminal convictions, not elections. He said, I believe Leah Korfman, her account is too serious to ignore. Isn't that interesting? They just all believe the account of someone that's been exposed for being a fraud over and over and over again. Why? Because that's what they are, America. They're desperate right now. They're scared to death that Moore will win the day here. He said, I believe Leah Korfman, her account is too serious to ignore. You know, keep in mind, this is Mitt Romney that convinced you American people that weren't paying attention to who he really was because he didn't go further than the surface with him. Folks, this guy has supported NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, where they're continuously being surveilled by the FBI, we're told. Their slogan is sex before eight during gay pride parades, but he was supporting them. When he played the conservative with Barack Hussein Obama, notice how Obamacare was never brought up as a dispute with him because he was the, with Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare. It was first Romney Care before it was Obamacare. That's why it was never brought up. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that he played off that he was pro-life when, in fact, he personally supports Planned Parenthood. And he came off as a pro-Second Amendment guy when, in fact, he was anti-gun. We played the videos in the past. Mr. Flip-Flop Romney doesn't know which way to go. I hope when his head is done spinning that it's at least aimed in the right direction, but we can see that it's purpose, that it's not. He's a politician. And folks, these individuals that have been accusing our friend Roy Moore, just for the record, have been busted again and again. By the way, I just watched something on Mitt Romney for 45 minutes today. I mean, folks, the crime and the crimes that these people are responsible for are incredible. But isn't it interesting? They're the first ones to pipe up when someone else even thinks of committing the smallest of crimes. They're the first ones to pipe up against it. Yes, but keep in mind it was the Pharisees that actually had Jesus crucified. It was the Herodians, the politicians of the day, friends, that had Jesus crucified. You don't know why? Because Pontius Pilate, who was not a good guy, he was mixing sacrifice with blood, mingled with blood. He was a crook. And he was also warned by a dream that his wife had concerning Jesus to have nothing to do with that just and holy man. But he wanted to dare justice, and he did. And then he wanted to play innocent for all the crimes that he committed. He still wanted to when it was time to crucify Christ. Pontius knew, friends, that the Pharisees and the Herodians were delivering him up for envy. They were jealous of Christ. And keep in mind, after Jesus blew Lazarus out of the tomb 4 days stinking in John 11, keep in mind, the Bible tells us that they gathered together and they said that we have to do something with him because too many people will believe on him. We might lose our place and our nation. See, they love to control the hierarchy, friends. That's called the establishment back in the day. But we see the same thing happening today. And you need to pay attention as to who's doing the accusing here, friends. The guilty party was the Herodians and the Pharisees, not Jesus. But keep in mind, Pontius Pilate, attempting to justify himself in the light of day, washed his hands in water as he said to the people, I'm innocent of this man's blood. No, you weren't innocent. Jesus said to him, the greater fault, the greater sin falls to him who delivered me up. He didn't hold Pontius Pilate exempt. No, he didn't excuse him. He was just highlighting Judas who delivered him. But rest assured, judgment's also coming from you and for you, mister, because you were warned, you were told what this is about, and you knew all the well what this was about. But because you wanted to be a people pleaser, you went and did it anyways. And what are we seeing from politicians today, friends? Oh, hey, you know, I want to wash my hands of this. No, they're not even doing that. They're going in head first. You know, I want to say this. If you don't believe in the Bible, it doesn't matter. You don't need to believe in trucks neither. It doesn't matter. You stand in front of one, it's going to go over you. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. But to bring it into perspective and to keep it into context, read Psalm 2 when you get a moment. Well, you say you don't believe in the Bible, then look at history and see if the law is not true. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but was drowned himself. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane into an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. See? touch not mine anointed has meaning here, friends. Maximus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians, and soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. You reap what you sow. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It's also a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Okay? And it also tells us in the book of Deuteronomy concerning the priests, those that were ordained and anointed of God, that, Lord, that you would smite through the loins those that would rise up against us, that they would rise not again according to their threat. And we're talking about King David, and we're talking about the Son of Man here, and the promises still fall to us, America, if we would take the time to read what the Bible tells us to do. And what's so common today is, oh, we're supposed to pray for our enemies and love our enemies, and we're supposed to turn our other cheek. Yep, turn your other cheek. But you only got two. The third time, they're on their own. In America, we're not on the third time here. We're on the half a millionth time that we've let corrupt politicians assail that which is right and accuse that which is of right. Valiant caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he was himself burned alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Wow. Doesn't always work out. No, as a matter of fact, when I bring forth the crimes of politicians, friends, you can even do a Wikipedia search on this one. They told you the truth and they blurted it out in their confusion. Nobody talks about how many politicians have been busted crime after crime. See, but the ones that think they're above the law, like the Bushes and the Obamas and the Clintons and so on and so forth, those are the real ones, friends. Those are the real ones that need to be lawfully dealt with. Because they are the establishment. Marie Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones, she declared. And soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. You reap what you sow. That, Lord, we would see the desires of the Lord upon the heads of those that would rise up against the righteous across the land in Jesus' name on the behalf of those that are willing to stand up and obey you, Lord. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." And afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, and stuck his head upon a pike and filled his mouth with, guess what, friends? Grass. Oh, and to go back to our friend Mr. Innocent himself, all of these Pontius Pilates, all of these Judases, maybe they want to look at history because that's what they're facing right now. And we can push that date up, America, if we love the Lord enough to actually execute his laws and to bring about judgment and righteousness and peace within the gates. Pontius Pilate was sent into exile, and at length he committed suicide in Vienna. But he was warned, too. He wanted to play the game until the game was all over. America, it's time for you to say, game over, politicians. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.